Good evening. This is your RTO Today news at 7 o'clock. I'm John Baker. The University of Luxembourg's latest study analysed how information consumption habits are developing in the Grand Duchy. The greatest takeaway was that people are increasingly informing themselves online and via social media, and when asked about their consumption of local media, it emerged that RTL, in all its forms, is by far the main source of information when it comes to following current affairs in Luxembourg. In a joint statement, the OGBL and LCGB trade unions have said they welcomed the news that tax rates would be automatically adjusted to inflation from 2028. The planned reform for a single tax class based on the current Class 1A should relieve most taxpayers, although for those who might lose out as a result of the reform, there is a planned transitional phase of 25 years, which the unions say is insufficient and the time limit should be abolished. Civil society representatives and politicians took to the streets today to protest against perceived inequalities between Amazon and other businesses in the Grand Duchy. They especially highlighted their concerns regarding Amazon's tax contributions, as well as the lack of transparency over its water consumptions and CO2 emissions. International news and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has removed his powerful chief of staff and top negotiator Andrei Yermak after detectives raided his house as part of a sweeping corruption probe. Yermak's removal deals a serious blow to Zelensky, who is facing a mounting Russian offensive in the east, just as the United States, a crucial ally, tabled a surprise plan to end the war that heavily favoured Moscow. The death toll from Hong Kong's worst fire in decades has now risen to 128, as authorities arrested 8 more people and outlined how malfunctioning fire alarms and flammable construction led to the tragedy. Families are scouring hospitals and victim identification stations, hoping to find their loved ones, with around 200 people still listed as missing and 89 bodies as yet unidentified. Sports now, and South Africa captain Siya Kolisi has vowed that there would be no complacency against a depleted Welsh side when the two teams clash in Cardiff tomorrow. Both sides have been hit by a raft of players leaving the national squads to rejoin their clubs as the fixture falls outside of the international test window. And finally, Oscar Piastri has rediscovered his form to top the times ahead of McLaren teammate and title favourite Lando Norris in Friday's opening practice session at the Qatar Grand Prix. The 24-year-old Australian, who led the championship for much of the season until he lost form and consistency, clocked a fastest lap in 1 minute and 20.924 seconds. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. It's been a fairly miserable day in the Duchy today, and as night draws in, the fog and drizzle has returned to make things even worse with poor visibility on the roads. The current temperature is around 6 degrees, and conditions will remain like this into the night.